各位弟兄姐妹早安。
Dear brothers and sisters, good morning.
祝大家复活节快乐。
Happy Easter.
那我们先来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you.
特别在这个我们纪念主耶稣为我们复活的日子里，我们要献上我们的感谢。
Especially on the day that we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, we want to praise you.
我们恳求你的灵此一刻就降临在我们的当中，来使我们心里被复兴。
We just pray that your Holy Spirit be upon us and to revive us.
把我们的重担，我们就卸在你的面前，就求你帮我们挪去。
Help us cast all our burdens onto you.
让我们在今天，我们不论是在线上的还是在现场的，我们都一样的能够。蒙你的恩惠。
Help all of us who are online or in person to be able to worship you.
让我们今天在你面前的敬拜讨你喜悦。
May our worship be a pleasing sacrifice to you.
我们这样祈求祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
各位弟兄姐妹，今天呢，我还是继续跟你们看马太福音的，就是因为过去这是在讲马太福音的系列。
So, brothers and sisters, I'll continue my sermon series in the book of Matthew.
但今天我会跳到另外一卷书。
But I'm going to move it to another book.
因为他们是有关联的。
As they are related.
刚才我们所读的那一段经文是描述了耶稣在被卖之前呢，他设立了圣餐的一件事情。
The passage that we just read is a description of how he instituted the Lord's Supper before his crucifixion.
在耶稣讲这段话的时候呢，是发生在当时。
So when Jesus said those words, it was when these things are happening.
然后呢，过了若干年后呢，我们发现保罗呢，他写了一段话是描述这个场景，但是他是从后来的人回头看这件事情。
So after a number of years, the Apostle Paul rewrote this passage to remember what Jesus said before his death.
所以在他的描述当中加多了一些神学的意义在里头。
So Paul's description added a little bit of a theological meaning.
所以我们现在来看保罗所写的那一段描述。马太福音的那个场景，他加了一些东西。
So we are going to focus on the passage that was written by Paul and some of the theological meaning that he added to this passage.
在这段经文里，这段经文呢，大家都很熟悉，因为我们每个月的我们圣餐都是用这一段。
This is a very familiar passage because every month when we observe the communion, we read this passage.
然后刚好今天又是圣餐主日，然后又是复活节。所以就给你们看这一段经文。
So it so happened today is Easter and also the day that we observe the Lord's Supper.
我们来读一读这段经文，好，读给大家听。他说：“我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，就掰开说：这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。”
For I receive from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."
那这是一段我们很熟的经文，我们差不多会背了。你如果每个礼拜都有来的话，我们圣餐都是用这段经文。
So this is a very familiar passage. If you come to church every month, you probably have heard it many times.
但是呢，我今天还是想跟大家重温。
But today I still want to just review this passage with you.
因为这段话里面呢，他告诉我们，这件事情呢是耶稣要我们经常做的一件事情。
Because this is something that Jesus reminded us that we need to observe regularly.
当我们在主餐的时候，我们在做什么事情呢？
When we partake in this Lord's Supper, what exactly is happening?
他告诉我们有至少有三层的意义。
So at least there are three things that's happening.
第一层的意义是什么呢？主餐礼呢是帮助我们回顾过去的。
The first meaning of the Lord's Supper is that it helps us to remember the past.
回顾过去什么呢？
So what are we remembering from the past?
就是回顾过去耶稣所赐给我们的恩。
Is to remember the grace that Jesus has shown us in the past.
回顾他过去为我们做过的一切。
Is to remember everything that he has done for us.
因为经文这样说，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
The Bible verse says, "Do this in remembrance of me."
这个我就是耶稣。
Me is Jesus.
纪念呢，这个字实际就是持续不断的在脑海里面去想起一些东西的那种意思。
Remembrance means you keep on remembering or thinking about something continuously.
所以在主餐礼的时候呢，耶稣要我们刻意的去相聚在一起，然后刻意的去回顾过去他对我们每一个人所施过的恩典。
So during the Lord's Supper, Jesus wanted us to be intentional and to take the time to gather together and remember him.
就有点像什么呢？
It's kind of like,
你看我们今天有很多的发明呢，是可以帮助我们把过去的人生片段保留下来的。
There are many inventions today that help us to remember the past.
大家可以想到的，比如说手机啦。
Such as your phone.
为什么手机可以？因为你可以拍照啦，
Because you can take pictures,
可以录视频啊。
You can have recordings.
当然你说我不用手机，你也可以用相机啊。
You can use cameras.
用录像机啊这些
哈。Camcorder.
这些工具呢都能够帮助我们把一些很珍贵的时刻捕捉下来。
So all this technology would help us to capture some of the precious moments of our life.
然后过了一段日子之后呢，当我们想回顾这些事情的时候，我们就把它们拿出来看。
So after a while, when we try to relive those memories, we can take those recordings out.
当我们看的时候呢，你仿佛就是仿佛就是回到以前的日子了嘛。
So when we look at those pieces, it help us to go back to in time to relive those moments.
有没有试过你回去看你结婚的时候？
Have you tried to look at some of the pieces or recordings?
哇，太太为什么那时候那么漂亮？
So why my wife was so beautiful at the time?
老公为什么那时候肚子还是平平的？
Why there's no big belly at the time?
哇，大家都是青春美貌。
So we were young and at our most beautiful.
然后看看孩子一眨眼，怎么那么大了？
And we will look at our children or kids, now all of a sudden they grow up so fast.
我记得有一年我去 Edmonton.
I remember one time when I went to Edmonton.
看我的家人有机会。
Visiting my families.
然后有机会就拿起以前在文莱的我们就是那些相簿拿起来看。
So I pick up a photo books that has pictures from my hometown Brunei.
看到自己当时中学的时候是长头发。
So looking at my high school pictures, I had long hairs.
穿喇叭裤。
And then bell bottoms.
然后我们还有几张，发现我们是在那个海滩旅游的。
So I was with my classmates at the beach.
看着看着，你好像闻到那个海风。
And then when I was lingering on those photos, I kind of can smell the waves and the wind.
然后看着那些椰子树，你就感觉好像会动。
I can see the swaying of those coconut trees.
然后你想起以前跟同学的时候，那时候的快乐。
And those memories of the good old days with my.
想在那些女同学面前就是 show off.
And trying to show off all those before the girls.
所以当我们看这些片段的时候，我们就心思意念了，我们就回到以前的时光了。
So when we look at those pieces.Our memory went back to the past.
所以就好像这些照片啊，这些视频。
So it's like these photos and this video clips help us.
它帮助我们去纪念一些以前的人事物。
Help us to remember some of the people and events from the past.
同样，主餐礼其实弟兄姐妹，它就是好像这些照片、视频那样，帮助我们去纪念耶稣，回忆耶稣为我们做过的事情。
Similarly, the Lord's Supper, in the same way, help us to remember what Jesus has done for us.
你要耶稣希望我们去纪念他，他要我们纪念他的死。
Jesus wanted us to remember his death.
从而去明白他的爱。
So that we can understand his love.
为了让我们明白他的 爱，他设立了主餐礼。
For us to understand his love, he instituted the Lord's Supper.
所以刚才我们读的马太福音就是在他要被卖的那一天晚上。
So the passage that we just read from the Gospel of Matthew, it was written before the night before he was betrayed.
耶稣说：“你吃吧，这是我的身体，为你们舍的。”
It is. This is the body that I sacrificed for you.
然后你又拿起杯说：“喝吧，这杯是我为你们流出来的血所立的约。”
And drink it. This is a cup of my blood shed for you.
所以他说：“你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯。”就是在纪念我。
So every time when you eat the bread and drink the cup, you are remembering me.
所以如果我们顺服耶稣的吩咐，拿起杯吃了，拿起饼吃了，拿起杯喝了。
If we are obedient to his instruction and we take the cup and we drink, we take the bread and drink the cup.
我们就好像回到了那一天的晚上。
It's like we are bring ourselves back to that night.
就是耶稣跟门徒一起吃饼一起喝杯的那一天晚上。
It's on the night that Jesus had the bread and the cup with his disciples.
再一次回忆耶稣当年的这个场景。
So once again, we are trying to remember the scene of that night.
那弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
对一个还不是基督徒的人来说，这个主餐礼呢，其实并不是什么吸引人的东西来的。
For those who are not believers yet, this Lord's Supper does nothing special.
这个饼，这个杯也不代表什么。
The cup or the bread didn't really mean a lot.
但对一位已经凭信心接受耶稣为他的救主和生命的主的人来说，主餐礼的饼跟杯是能够帮助我们去纪念耶稣为我们做这些事情的一件事情。
But for those of us who believe Jesus is our Lord, we understand and we believe that the bread and the cup represent Jesus' sacrifice for us.
为什么要有主餐礼呢？重点就是要我们去纪念他。
Why do we need to observe the Lord's Supper? The main point is for us to remember Jesus.
为什么要纪念他呢？因为他
Why do we need to remember Jesus?
因为他为我们承受了太多太多。
Because Jesus has paid all our debt and has done a lot for us.
然后他救了我们。
And he has saved us.
我不知道你们有没有试过被人救了一命的那种经历。
I don't know whether you have been saved by anyone.
有没有试过你没有这个人你就死掉了？
Have you had a time that someone actually literally become your lifesaver?
我就试过。
I had the experience.
我以前可能跟你们分享过。
I may have shared this with you before.
我在中学的时候，我还记得是我们叫 Form 3。 Form 3是几年级啊？六七八九九年级啊？是不是？不是十一年。Form 3是九年级。
It's grade 9. When I was grade 9.
我就去爬山。
So when I was climbing a mountain.
跟学校组了一个团去到马来西亚去爬山。
So when we went to Malaysia and then climbed a mountain.
爬完山之后呢，然后呢就去了一个度假村。
So after that we went to a resort.
是个温泉。
So there was a pool there.
因为我不会游泳，我就去泡温泉。
But since because I don't know how to swim, so I just stay there.
但那时候是二十几在将近三十度的天气，所以我那些同学没有一个人去泡温泉。
Because it was so hot, no one was there. Everyone was somewhere else.
他们就去游泳。
So they all went swimming.
我就有点被抛弃的感觉。
So I felt like I was abandoned.
然后我又看他们在游泳，好像很开心。
So I saw when they are swimming, it seems like there's a lot of fun there.
我就想跟他们一起，但我又不好意思。
So I wanted to be with them, but I was a little bit embarrassed.
因为我不会游泳。
Because I don't know how to swim.
所以我就等他们走了之后。
So I waited until they all left.
然后呢，我就我们就看着那泳池，没跳下去，但我们就一起吃个午饭。
So I saw the pool and then we had lunch together.
然后就在大中午的时候吃完午饭之后。
So right after lunch.
我就快快的离开饭厅。
So very quickly I left the lunch room.
我想自己学游泳。
So I wanted to learn swimming myself.
我就走到那个游泳池旁。
So I went to the next to the pool.
然后我就跳下去。
So I jumped down to the pool.
然后我不知道游泳池呢，原来一边浅一边深的。
I didn't know that in the pool there's is slanted. So one there's a deeper side and then the deep end and then the shallow end.
然后我跳下去，我发现我的脚是不到地的。
And then I jumped I jump into the deep end.
然后不会游泳，我又不知道你不能乱挣扎，我就在那边挣扎。
So because I don't know how to swim, so I struggle and didn't know that I wasn't supposed to struggle.
头浮起来了一下，又掉下去。
So when I try to lift my head above the water for a bit, and then but I sank again.
然后开始喝水。
So I started drinking water.
一直喝水。
So I keep on drinking water.
喝水，喝水，喝水。也不知道喝了多久。
And I don't know how much water have I drank.
我突然间脑子就想。
So in my brain, I was thinking.
糟糕。
Okay, okay, uh-oh.
我死了。
I'm going to die.
然后这个时候脑子里面呢，一生人的现象全部出现在脑海里面。
So at that moment, a lot of like pictures or scenes from my life kind of showing up in my brain.
是好像不动的。
So I see kind of like those still pictures.
一幅一幅的图像，但是这些图像有些我已经忘掉的，但是那一刻全部出来，我一生人的。
So one by one, all these still pictures kind of like going through my mind.
然后再在想，我妈妈会怎么哭啊
？And then I was thinking about how my mom is going to cry about this.
当地的文莱的报纸会怎么登这个傻瓜在那边跳到淹死了
？And then the local newspaper in Brunei, how are they going to report like this silly person jump and then to his death?
我的尸体会怎样被运回去
？And how's my body going to go back to my home?
然后在那一刻，我突然间绝望。
So at that moment, I was totally disappointed and hopeless.
我说我的人生就如此。
And then I'm thinking, this is my life. This is it.
这个时候呢，我就感觉有个人跳到水里头。
And then I realized someone jumped into the water.
然后把我拉起来。
And then pull me up.
是我一个同学。
He's one of my classmates.
我到现在我都不明白为什么他是怎样呢？他就是吃完饭之后呢，跟另外一个人在聊天，两个男生聊天。
So after lunch, this guy was chatting with another guy.
然后他们在大太阳底下聊天，一直散步。
And I don't know why they were like walking like under the sun at right at noontime.
然后呢，就刚好就不早不迟，就是我差不多要挂掉的时候呢，救了我。
So they came right at the right time when I almost drunk and die, and then they just passed by the pool.
而且他会游泳。
And also he knows how to swim.
所以呢，这件事情呢，我是很感谢他的。
So I am so grateful.
我永远不忘不了他，因为他救了我一命。
I can't forget about this guy who's my lifesaver.
但我告诉你，其实我更感谢谁呢
？But I have to say, who do I thank even more?
就是我的上帝。
It's my God.
因为我虽然那时候还没有认识主
，Even though at the time I was not a believer yet.
但现在回想起来。他早一点晚一点 我都不在了。
But thinking back, if this guy just passed me sooner or later, not at the right moment, I probably would have died.
所以我当时还没有信耶稣，但是我已经相信那件事情，神已经在保守我。
So even though I wasn't a believer, I believe it's God's protection and providence.
要不然你们现在见不到西牧师。
Otherwise, you wouldn't see me here today.
我忘不了他了。
I couldn't forget about this.
因为他是我救命恩人。
Because he's my rescuer, he's my lifesaver.
我记得在2004年南亚海啸的时候。
I remember in 2004 there was a tsunami.
就是大家还记得，就是12月26号，印尼发生了个地震，然后海啸席卷这个东南亚很多的地方，包括泰国啊这些地方。
So it was back in 2004, December 26th, that was an earthquake in Indonesia and triggered a tsunami in Southeast Asia.
然后呢，死了很多人，然后有一个生还者。
Many people died and there was one survivor.
他说当时就是在这个被浪卷，就是绝望的时候，突然间有个人拉了他，救他，跟他讲了几句话。
So he said when he was in the wave, kind of like, you know, he's going to drown and die, someone just dragged him up and talked to him.
然后后来他就活下来。
And then he survived.
但他已经找不到这个救他的人。
But he couldn't find this person who saved his life.
但他说，如果这个人在一大群人当中讲话，我一定会记得他的声音。
But he said, if this person is talking even in a crowd, I will recognize him.
他忘不了了。
Because I couldn't forget.
其实除了我之外呢，我们家里呢， 我真的感恩，我家里人家很多都是九死一生活下来的，我二姐就是这个样子。
So in my family, there's also other members of my family who almost died, but God.
我记得我小时候呢，有个记忆呢是很奇怪，我就记得我们是很多人坐在一条小舢板，小船。
So I remember, when I was little, the whole family kind of like sitting in a small boat.
然后呢，这个片段很快呢，就是转到是走到一个这个浮台。
So very quickly, we went to a floating deck.
然后我看在那个水流很急的混浊的这个河水呢，有一个黑影头类似头发的在那个河上。
So in the river, I saw there was a dark, kind of a mass, with like hair, kind of floating in the river.
然后其他我就不记得了，
and then
我只记得这个。
The rest, I couldn't remember the rest.
后来我有机会跟我妈妈聊天。
So later on, one time I chatted with my mom.
她说这个是当时发生什么事情了。
And she told him.She told me what happened at the time.
就是我们原来那时候一家人呢是去外公外婆家去看他们。
So it's the whole family they went to see grandpa.
因为那时候路不方便，就有水路走。
So because traveling by land is not very convenient, so they took the sea.
然后我们在下船的时候，二姐就掉下去了。
So when they kind of like undocking, the second sister, my second sister, was dropped into the river.
但如果知道东南亚呢，东南亚的河流其实是很恐怖的。
So if you know, like in Southeast Asia, the rivers are quite dangerous.
有鳄鱼。
And there's crocodiles.
而且水流很急。
And then the river actually is.
所以我可能当时受了惊吓，所以我就是记得这一幕，其他我不记得了。
So probably at the time I was very scared, so I forgot about everything, but I remembered that particular scene.
当我妈妈说，当我二姐在飘走的时候，头发就是在水面上的时候，有一个人就跳下去就把她救起来。
So my mom said when my second sister, when she drowned and was in the water.The hair was, you can see only the hair, and someone who walked by and jumped into the river.
每次跟我妈妈讲起这件事情的时候，她就会讲起，哎呀，那个就是谁谁谁谁救了你二姐。
So every time when I talk to her about this event, she would remind me, so and so has saved your sister.
她是我们家的恩人。
She is our savior.
她是我二姐的这个恩人。
She is the person who saved her life.
所以我们纪念她。
So we remember this person.
我们感谢她。
So we thank this person.
所以弟兄姐妹，同样在主餐里，我们也是想起我们的救命恩人。
So likewise, during the Lord's Supper, we are going to remember our life saver.
所以为什么我们要做这件事情呢？因为他救了我们。
Why do we need to do this? Because He has saved us.
纪念他向我们所施过的这些一切的恩惠。
So we need to remember all the grace that he has shown us.
那主餐里的第一层意义就是去纪念回顾主耶稣对我们过去的恩典。
So the meaning of the Lord's Supper, first of all, is to help us to remember the past.
但它还有第二层的意义是什么呢？
So what's the second meaning?
就提醒今天我们仍然可以得到耶稣的恩典。
So it reminds us that even today we can continue to receive God's grace.
24节说，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Verse 24 says, "Do this in remembrance of me."
那这句话呢，并不是只有一次的动作。
This doesn't mean that it's a one-time event.
它是一个不断进行的一个动作。
It's a continuous act.
或者我们可以这样来理解，你们应当继续不断的去做的一件事情。
Perhaps we can interpret this as a continuous remembrance.
换句话说，耶稣要我们不论什么时候，当信徒相聚在一起的时候，我们应当不断的去有这个圣餐。
In other words, God, Jesus wants us to gather and every time, observe the Lord's Supper together.
也就是说，当信徒相聚在一起的时候，我们可以借着这个主餐里不断的纪念耶稣。
So, in other words, when we gather together every time, we can continue to remember the Lord's Supper.
但不只是纪念，而是也是支取他过去 的恩典今天仍然存在。
But not only to remember what has done for us in the past, but also continuously to receive the grace from Him even today.
其实，如果你看教会的这个发展史。
So if you, even if you look at the church history or the, how it got developed,
早期的教会是每次聚会都有圣餐的。
In the early church, they actually observed the Lord's Supper every time when.
所以他们不但每次纪念耶稣过去所做的。
So they actually every time when they meet, they remember.
他们也提醒彼此，今天我们仍然是跟耶稣一起在领着圣餐。
So in a way, they try to remind each other.Every time we need to remember the grace of God.
为什么这个很重要呢
？Why is this so important?
因为如果耶稣只是停留在过去，我们只是纪念他的过去，跟今天无关，那我们就挺可怜的。
So if we just remember what Jesus has done in the past, but not he is not relevant for us today, then it's very pathetic.
我跟你讲一个小故事哈。
I want to share a small story with you.
一个见证吧。
So it's a testimony.
在一座大学城的一个小教堂。
So in a college town, there was a small church.
在一个礼拜天的主日崇拜，牧师就上去讲道。
On a Sunday morning, the pastor went up to the pulpit to preach.
因为这个是大学城，所以底下的人大部分都是大学生。
Because it's a college town, most of the audience they are university students.
我们这里有很多大学生，你也知道，在大学里面的生活呢，有时候也挺糜烂的。
So we have a lot of university students here, and you know how it's like in university.
然后有很多就去教堂，但是其实也不是行为太好的。
So there are a lot of people they might live not a very moral life.
那一天的牧师的讲题是什么呢？讲罪。
So that day, the pastor's sermon title is about sin.
然后他要解释什么是罪嘛，罪的定义，所以他就哇，像一位律师一样，慢慢的一个论点一个论点推论出什么是犯罪。
So because he has to talk about sin and define what is sin, so he tried to reason what is sin, and then one by one.
然后底下的人大部分都睡着了。
And a lot of people kind of fell asleep.
那突然间呢，这个牧师呢讲完之后呢，一下子转而去怎样的很具体的数算什么是犯罪。
So then all of a sudden he changed his approach and start talking about the specific sins.
比如说你偷懒啦。
Such as you are lazy.
抄功课啦。
You plagiarize.
搞男女关系啦。
So have immoral relationships.
花天酒地啦。
And then drunkenness.
各样大大小小的过犯都给他数数算出来。
然
后这位牧师呢，因为他很有技巧哈，他语言用得非常好，从他口中讲出来，不论大小呢，大家都听得非常严重。
Because he is very skillful, the way that he explained what these specific sins are, so every single sin that he listed seems to be a very serious act.
他每讲一个呢，底下都会有人在颤抖。
So every time when he spell out one specific sin, everyone like kind of tremble.
很不安的在那里动来动去哈。
So everyone is very uneasy.
我在看这里没有人动。然后呢，就是他们心里想的就是，哇，快点结束。
So all they are thinking about, okay, please stop this and finish soon.
因为里面呢，很多人被他讲中了。
Because a lot of people, you know, he talked into about many of people's actual life.
当他数算完这些犯罪的之后呢，大家松了一口气。
So after he lay out all the specific things, everyone kind of like breathed a sigh of relief.
谁知道他又从头开始。
Oh, and then all of a sudden he started all over again.
这是加了这么一句。
And then he added something.
讲了那个之后，他说：“如果你这样做，你就是犯了什么什么罪。”
And then he said, "If you have done that, you have committed this sin."
如果你做了这个什么事，你就是犯了什么什么罪。
If you have done this, you have committed that sin.
这个时候呢，大家听底下说 ：“OK, 我是罪人。”
And then everyone was convinced, "I am a sinner."
然后讲完之后，大家松了一口气。
After that, everyone kind of breathed a sigh of relief again.
但是牧师又开始了。
And then he started all over again.
如果你这样做，你就是犯了什么罪
？If you do this, you have committed this sin.
大家在想，要第三遍来
okay,
把我钉死。
Okay, this is the third round now.
但他这一次又加了一句。
And then he added another sentence this time.
如果你这样做，你就犯了什么什么罪？ 你就是一位有罪的人。如果你是有罪的人，我要告诉你，你就是最需要今天来到主餐桌面前的人。
So I'm telling you, if you have done this and this and this, you have committed this and this this sin, and I'm telling you, you are a sinner. And if you are a sinner, you have to come to the Lord's table.
因为耶稣的身体被掰开，耶稣的血被洒，就是因为你是罪人。
Jesus broke his body and he shed his blood is because of you.
然后牧师指着主餐座，他说。你如果是一个罪人
，The pastor pointed at the communion table and said, "If you are a sinner,
你就需要来到这座前。
You need to come to the table.
因为在这座前，耶稣的身体为你的罪被舍了。
Because this table is about Jesus sacrificed his body for you.
他的血是为你的罪流的。
His blood is shed for you.
这桌子代表的就是恩典。
The Lord's Supper represents the grace of God.
你越觉得自己不配，你就越需要来到这座前。
The more that you think you are unworthy, the more you need to come to the table.
因为这桌子代表耶稣的爱跟恩典。
Because this table represents God's love and grace.
这桌子是为所有蒙恩的罪人而预备的。
The Lord's table is for all the people who have been receiving God's grace.
只要你愿意来到主的座前认罪悔改。
So long as you come to the table and is willing to repent,
你所有的罪会被除去。
All your sins will be forgiven.
你能够来到这座前就领受主的恩典在此一刻。
You can come to the table and receive the grace of God.
后来有一位参加过这个聚会的一位学生他回忆说起这件事情。
Later on, there was a student who remembered this, this event.
他说啊，当牧师在那里重复说有罪的时候
，So when the pastor repeating all these sins,
他当时觉得牧师是一步一步的把他推到这个坑里面的。
He felt like the pastor is keep on pushing and pushing him down this pit.
但最后，当他真的要掉下去的时候，牧师突然间伸出一只手把他拉起来。
So when he felt like he almost fell into the pit, and he felt like the pastor reached out and pulled him back.
他说那一天他突然间感觉释放。
So he said on that day he felt relieved.
他说他从来没有像那天那样那么渴慕要去领受主餐。
I have never been so eager to come to the table.
他说那一天他几乎是冲到座前，眼中带着泪水，充满感激。迫不及待的要把饼跟杯吞到肚子里面去。
So on that day, I almost was rushing to the table with tears fill my eyes, trying to come to the table and partake the bread and the juice.
因为那天他领悟到了主餐的意义。
Because on that day, he understands the meaning of the Lord's Supper.
所以弟兄姐妹，主餐里所代表的就是耶稣的恩典，是赦罪的恩典。
So the Lord's Supper reminds us.The grace of God is and God's forgiveness of our sins.
我们不论有多软弱
，No matter how weak we are，
你现在觉得你多不配
，No matter how unworthy you think you are，
只要你愿意
，So long as you are willing，
去悔改
，You are willing to repent，
你可以得到神的原谅
，You can receive the forgiveness of God。
这恩典不是很遥远的
，This grace is not far away。
这恩典就在你面前可以看得到。
God's grace is right in front of your eyes.
弟兄姐妹，你是不是觉得身上有很多重担
？Brothers and sisters, do you feel a lot of burden on you?
你需要来到主的座前。
You need to come to the Lord's table.
你是不是觉得被这罪担
？Do you feel like you are being heavily burdened by sin?
如果是的话，你很需要来到这座前。
If so, you need to come to the table.
你是否觉得自己很不配来到主的座前
？Do you feel like you are very unworthy to come to the Lord？
你就是最需要来到这座前的人。
All the more you need to come to the table。
因为这桌子不是给配得的人的。
Because this table is not for those who are worthy。
而是给那些不配得的人的。
It's for those who are unworthy。
因为桌子所代表的就是耶稣的恩典。
The Lord's Supper represents the grace of God。
只有不配得。的人才知道，才能够体会这是恩典。
It's only those who feel like unworthy can appreciate God's grace.
今天你可以经历他的恩典。
Today you can experience his grace.
来到他的座前。
Come to the table.
如果你还不是基督徒，
if you are not a believer yet,
你还没有接受救主，
if you have not received Jesus as your
Lord, 你的罪还没有除去，
if your sins has not been forgiven,
你跟神的国度还没有份，
if you are not part of God's kingdom,
那主餐里提醒你，
the Lord's Supper reminds you.
其实恩典就在你面前。
Grace is right in front of your eyes.
不是很遥远。
It's not far away.
你不用怎样修行。
You don't need to try your best.
你只要来到领受就可以了。
You just need to come and receive.
所以弟兄姐妹，圣餐的第一层意义就是让我们去回顾耶稣为我们所做的。
The first meaning of the Lord's Supper is to remember what Jesus has done for us in the past.
圣餐的第二个意义提醒我们，今天恩典就在我们的面前。
The second meaning of the Lord's Supper is to remind us the grace of God is right in front of us.
第三个意义是什么呢？它提醒我们，原来我们有个荣耀的盼望。
The third meaning of the Lord's Supper is to remind us there is a glorious hope for the future.
二十六节说，你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
Verse 26, for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
只等到他来，这句话提醒我们，有一天耶稣会再来。
Until he comes, that means he will come one day.
所以当我们领受圣餐的时候，我们是带着一个盼望来领受的。
So when we partake the Lord's Supper, we come to partake with the hope.
我们领受一直等耶稣再来。
So when we partake this Lord's Supper, we are waiting for the coming of the Lord.
你知道，当耶稣再来的时候，我们就不需要再用这种方式来纪念他了。
When Jesus is back, we don't need to remember him in this symbolic way.
因为我们已经可以面对面跟他在一起。
Because we can see him face to face.
就有点像一个士兵，他在战场上，他很怀念家人，他怀念家人的方法就是看他拿着的照片。
It's like a soldier when he's in the battlefield. The only way he can remember his family is to look at the pictures.
每次看到照片就想起家人。
Whenever he looks at the pictures, it reminds him of his family.
所以你看很多战争片呢，导演都很喜欢把这种情感表达出来啊。那士兵很孤单、很痛苦的时候，就拿起他的爱人的照片来看。
So in a lot of movies, you can see, you know, when they try to describe how the soldiers remember family, they always take out their photos and remember their families.
但你知道，当他们打完仗回到安全回到家，他们还需不需要再拿这个照片来看？
So think about this when they come back home safely and seeing their family. Do they still need those pictures?
当然会保留，但是不需要每天拿看了，因为眼前就是他的爱人。
Of course, you will keep those pictures, but you don't really need those pictures to remind you because those people are right in front of you.
所以主餐礼也是提醒我们，有一天我们会面对面跟神在一起，因为他会再来。
So the Lord's Supper reminds us that he's going to come back and we're going to see him face to face one day.
所以当我们这样想的时候，我们就会有盼望，因为知道今天的过去之后，有一天我们会跟主在一起。
So this really gives us hope. We know that one day we're going to see Jesus face to face.
因为在未来有一个更好的宴席，我们会跟神同在。
So in the future, there will be yet a better feast that we will be sharing with our Lord.
我曾经看过一个故事，就是说有一个人到欧洲去旅行。
I remember I saw a story about a tourist who was in traveling in Europe.
他是自由行哈，就是背个背包，然后到处游山玩水。
So he traveled by himself and independently and just going everywhere.
有一天，他来到这个阿尔卑斯山脉的一个小村庄。
So one day he was around the Alps.
当他跟村民闲聊的时候，大家告诉他：“哎，你如果从这条小路上山，到了山顶看日出，你就会看到整个欧洲最美丽的日出了。”
So someone told him that, oh, if you took this little path and go up the mountain, you are going to see a very beautiful sunrise.
然后呢，所以他心动了，所以第二天一大早天还没亮，他就沿着小路上山。
So that's very attractive. So the next day, early in the morning, so he went up the mountain.
走了好几个小时之后呢，终于到了山顶。
So after a few hours, and finally he went up to the top of the mountain.
但他很失望，因为那天很大雾，他看不到日出。
But he was very disappointed because it was very foggy. He couldn't see the sunrise.
所以他就很失望的下山了。
And he was very disappointed and came back down.
但心有不甘啊，他第二天他又一大早又上山了。
So thinking, I need to do this again. So the second day, he did this again.
然后上到山顶，他又很失望，因为又是大雾。
So the second day, he went up again, and then it was very foggy again. So he was very disappointed.
等到雾散的时候，太阳已经出来了，就看不到日出。
So after the fog dissipated, then the sun has been up there already. So there's no more sunrise to see.
然后他又下山。
So he came back down.
第三天他又上去，又是同样的结果。
The third day, he went back, same result.
然后又下来，然后重复七天都是如此。
So he has been doing this up and down, up and down for 7 days.
第八天，他一大早又在上山。
On the 8th day, early in the morning, he went up again.
当他到山顶的时候，发现没有雾。
So when he went up to the top of the mountain, there's no fog.
日头一出来，哇，美丽的不得了。
So the sunrise, and then it was so beautiful.
头饰在整个山谷草原，就很像人间仙境一样。
So the sunshine streaming across the valley, so he felt like this heaven on earth.
如果是中国人的话，他大概会吟出这首诗：“此此景只应天上有。”
So if this is a Chinese, probably he would recite a Chinese poem about this kind of scene is only can match for heaven.
Ooh, okay. 然后呢，他就那天就很享受，他就下来了。
So he enjoyed the scene so much, and then finally he came down.
然后他越想呢，越意犹未尽。
So the more he think about that scene, he really wanted to go back again.
所以第二天一大早，他又再上去。
The next day he went back up again.
然后一上去发现又是大雾。
And then he realized that it's also foggy on that day.
根本就看不到日出。
He couldn't see the sunrise.
失望吗？是失望的。
So disappointed? Yes, he's disappointed.
但是他感觉，哎，他突然间感觉，他虽然失望，可是跟之前那七天的失望是不一样的。
Even though he's disappointed, but he realized his disappointment is not as much as the early days.
没有那么深的失望。
It's not as much disappointed.
你知道为什么吗？因为他虽然这一天没有看到日出，可是昨天看过了。
Why?Even though today he couldn't see the sunrise, but he saw it yesterday.
他知道原来在雾的外面的背后是一幅多么美好的景色。
He knew behind the fog there's a very beautiful sunrise picture.
虽然看不见，但是知道它有。
Even though he didn't see it, but he knew it existed.
他没有绝望。
So he's not totally disappointed.
所以弟兄姐妹，正如这位旅客一样，当他没有看到日出的时候，每一次的失败都会令他很失望。
So similar to this tourist, before he saw the sunrise, every time when he went up there, he was very disappointed.
但是当他看过了一次美丽的日出之后，以后的失败都不再是失败。
So after he has experienced a successful view of the sunrise, the future disappointment was not as much.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他有信心，背后有一幅很漂亮的。
Because he has faith, there's a very glorious picture behind it.
虽然看不见，但是相信他有。
Even though you couldn't see it, but you believe and you know it existed.
弟兄姐妹，同样的，我们还没有见过将来耶稣跟我们在一起的宴席会是怎样。
So even though we have not seen it, we don't know how the future feast with the Lord is, but we know it's there.
而且我们今天就可以尝试去享用一个比跟将来类似的，但将来会比现在更好的一个宴席。
Also, today we can get a foretaste of how the future feast is going to be like at the Lord's Supper.
所以，弟兄姐妹，我盼望大家在今天的复活节里。
So, brothers and sisters, I wish today on the Easter Sunday,
把你的重担放下来。
Cast all your burdens to the Lord.
怀这个感恩的心。
With a grateful heart.
一个期待的心。
With an anticipating heart.
一同来参与这个主餐礼。
Partaking in the communion.
不要错过了今天在这个主餐桌前神给我们的机会。
Don't lose the opportunity that we can have together before the Lord's table.
你可以去回想耶稣在你身上所做过的。
You can remember what Jesus has done for you in the past.
你可以今天来到主的面前说，主啊，我今天要支取你的恩典。
You can come to the Lord and say, today, Lord, I really need your grace.
也跟主说，求你给我有信心面对我的未来。
And you can ask the Lord to give you faith to face the future.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢你让耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you sent Jesus to die for us on the cross.
也让耶稣为我们复活。
And you let Jesus to rise up again from the dead for us.
也让耶稣会再来接我们到天家。
And you give us the hope that Jesus will come back again and take us home.
让我们今天来到主你的面前。
And Lord, when we come before you,
就让我们去感谢你。
Help us to be thankful.
去领受你的恩典
and to receive your grace,
有信心的去面对我们的未来
and to have faith to face our tomorrow.
我们将祈求祷告是奉耶稣基督的名
We pray in Jesus' name
Amen,